We've got Coach Sean Breeze joining us here on our Home Pools and Spas postgame show. And Coach, you were counting up the numbers points-wise for your team tonight before we came back from break, and you noticed Easton Knoll and John Wyke had 58 of the team's 64. And for Wyke, it was a strong first quarter, kind of had a quiet second. Came on a little bit stronger in the third and then earned some points from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. And then Easton Knoll was on fire in that second quarter, Coach. Unstoppable from beyond the arc, hit three threes, then hit three more threes in the third quarter, hit one at the very end of the game to set the single game record with nine threes in for this classic. So a lot of good things happening, but you do get the loss. But sort of your thoughts on just how it all played out tonight.
Well, I mean, I thought we were just beat. I thought St. Vincent was a lot quicker. They were a lot stronger. They were in a lot better shape, and that is 100% on me, you know. And I told my assistant coach Brooks, I said, you know, we're not as in good a shape as they are. And, so, and you know, that's a nod to Coach Valroy. He gets those kids ready to play, and they're ready to play all the time. We weren't, you know, we're not in the shape that we should be in right now. And I'm going to have to go back and look at that, and we're just going to have to fix it. Offensively, we're really, really out of sync right now, and I don't know that that's really all that abnormal when you have a new coach coming in with a group of kids. So we're still kind of trying to get on the same page there. But, you know, again, tonight we just got beat. And the points, I'm really, really happy for John and for Easton. They did well. John got in some foul trouble in the second quarter, but that can happen. You know, we're not going to win a whole lot of games with those guys getting that high of a percentage of our points. So again, that's, you know, that's, we're talking about a lot of coaching issues here. We just got to figure out how to get everybody else more involved, and St. Vincent was just better.
I mentioned it throughout the broadcast that you guys like to run up and down the floor, and when you get into these half-court sets and you have an athletic and lengthy defense in St. Vincent who settles into a zone that slows the pace down, and I think maybe, I guess, that, you know, sort of affected you guys in terms of, you know, getting good shots, because it wasn't just a sit-back 2-3 zone. They extended pressure along the perimeter and got a lot of hands in the lanes and stuff like that.
They really do. You know, St. Vincent's always been like that. They kind of make you play a little sloppy. That defense that they have, is they run it very well. They clog the lane up. I thought the turning point of the game, I mean, I guess at the end it didn't look like it was that close, but the turning point was beginning of third quarter. I told you before the game that was going to be a critical time. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many turnovers we had in the first 3 minutes, but it was way too many for the first 3 minutes of a second half. So, you know, we just came out. We started forcing passes into a lot of just right where all the defenders were. And, man, they went on a run, and we just couldn't catch back up with them.
Garrett Double R, big reason for why they were able to sort of create that separation in the third quarter. We got him down for 28 points of the team's 71. So, you know, at 6 feet tall, you'd expect a guard at that height to be sort of a perimeter shooter, a guy that likes to, you know, keep it beyond the arc. But for Double R, it was always attack, attack, attack the basket. And all 28 of his points earned from, you know, within about 10, 15 feet.
Yeah, and we talked about him. You know, I told the kids before the game, I think the word that I used was crafty and sneaky. I said, this kid is one of those players that scares every coach, because you can't prepare for him. He's all over the place. And if you let up for 1 second, he's going to get you. And, you know, I wasn't lying. He got us. And at halftime, I told the kids he was killing us in a lot of different ways. It wasn't just scoring. He was creating so many opportunities, so many open shots for his teammates. And, boy, our defense got out of whack. And it really kind of felt like, even though the score was close for a majority of it, it felt like we were kind of chasing the whole night, trying to figure something out. Luckily, you know, Easton and John hit some shots, kept us in it, but we, you know, we just didn't have it, haven't figured it out tonight. So, luckily, we've got some time. We've got some things to work on and come back Friday.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody makes the playoffs, so yeah. You don't have to worry about missing out on that. You know, you can work on perfecting what you want, Coach, in your first year out of this team before February begins, or I guess when February begins. I know you guys are going to be playing for third place in this tournament Friday night at 6 o'clock. Your thoughts on Crystal City and what finishing third could mean, if anything, for the rest of the season?
Well, I think every game's big, especially right now, and so that's going to be tough. Crystal City played Saxony extremely well the other night, so you know, Coach Richardson's got them playing very hard, and Kids are gaining some confidence. You could see that in that game. So it's going to be tough. I'll go ahead and assume they'll probably be up for that one. So
probably.
That one could be a little bit of a high energy game.
Meeting your old coach, right?
Absolutely. So yeah, may not be anybody here for that one. Who knows? That's going to be a big game for us. You know, that's a conference opponent. It's early in the year, and it's a chance for us to make a statement. So, we're going to have a really, really good day of practice tomorrow, and then hopefully come back a little bit more prepared on Friday.
Coach Breeze, as always, thanks for your time.
I appreciate the coverage. Thank you.